Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. I hope all is well. Just wanted to share a thought inspired by Nachi Sklar, Nachi the Chassan, Menachem Nachem. I don't think he even realizes that he inspired me to say this. But here's the thought of the day for all of us as we are trying to work on ourselves, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, to work on ourselves to be better to each other somehow. Whether it's continuing to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, I can't tell you how inspired I am, how many people have reached out to me recently that they are learning the Hilchos Lashon Hara, they want to strengthen in Hilchos Lashon Hara. Baruch Hashem. That's what we can do, as the Chavetz Chaim says. The bottom line is Sinas Chinam. The bottom line is the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed and is not rebuilt yet because of Hilchos Lashon Hara, because we are not doing a good enough job. And I think that it's just a reminder for all of us just to take upon ourselves. It's very easy for us to point fingers. They have to, I have to, for us to be machazik and strengthen ourselves in Hilchos Lashon Hara. The thought that I want to share today is just very simple. I think that what we sometimes overlook is the ratzon. We overlook our yearning to be close to somebody. We overlook many times our yearning for peace, which is daven. Am I davening for that person to have a good relationship with his spouse? Am I davening that I love that person more? Is my rutzon? Rutzon, as we've said many times, is Malashan ruts, to run. It's also the letters of Tsinor, which is a pipeline. We run, we accomplish. It's a pipeline when we just want. Sometimes when you look at someone and you see the negative in them, but you want to see the good in them, or you don't want to speak Lashon Hara and you want to say a good word. I want to have a good relationship with my spouse. I want to have a good relationship with my parents. I want to have a good relationship with my roommate, with the person who I don't like. I wish I was closer with them. I want to daven for that. Imagine if every time we davened, we would think of, or let's just try today, think of someone who you think doesn't like you, or you don't like, which usually they go hand in hand, or someone who hurt you. Now again, it doesn't mean you have to forgive and you have to get over that. Eventually we could, but daven for it. Say, I want to love that person more. I want in my thoughts, I want to have good thoughts about that person. The Gemara says, someone who is dan lekaf schus, so danin oso lekaf schus, malin oso lekaf schus, I think either it's a Mishnah or a Chazal, that Hadonis kol adam lekaf schus, danin oso lekaf schus. So there are different ways that, right? If you judge someone for the positive, so simply I think the pshat is you will be judged for positive, right? If you judge someone positively, Hashem will judge positively. The simple meaning is it's going back on you. But another pshat, I think they say, is that the way you judge a person, you actually create that judgment for that person. In Shemayim, you look at someone and you try and to judge them lekaf schus. I try. You know, one of the things I made this pshat up many years ago. V'darshei Hashem lo yachzuru k'chol toiv, which means those who seek out Hashem will not be missing the good. And it always bothered me. What do you mean you're seeking out? Seeking out means that I'm missing something. When darshe lidrosh means I'm seeking out, I'm searching for something. So if I'm searching for it, that means that I don't have it. So what does that mean? Lo yachzuru. I won't be missing anything. What do you mean? That it's a paradox. You're searching for something, then you're missing it. And I think the answer is, or an answer is that the searching in itself means you're not lacking anything. And I think the chizuk for today is that we might have a big mountain to climb, to work on just loving everyone and peace in our homes, which, remember, that's where it all begins from. It begins from with our parents. And I know it's difficult sometimes when we're home and it's been asmanim and we're wherever we are and we're dealing with family. Sometimes it's harder, but just the desire, the yearning that I want to be a better son to my father, to my mother. I want to be a better child to my parents. I want to be a better sibling. I want to be a better, whatever it might be, a better friend, a better employee, a better employer, just that ratzon, just that tefillah, just that machshava is so, so, so powerful. And I think we underestimate Rachmana Liba Bay. Hashem wants our insides. He wants our heart. That's really what he wants. And I think the Yetzer Hara sometimes makes us focus more on, okay, well, this person and that person, and I did speak Lashon Hara, and I don't like this person, and I don't like that person. How am I going to accomplish this? The answer is, you don't have to. We learn the Hilchas, learn the Halachas of purity of speech, of whatever Sefer talks to you in Shmiras HaLashon. And maybe today, let's all, during wherever you're holding, whether it's Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, or anytime, just take out a Tehillim, think of someone, be in a situation where you could judge someone negatively and just say, Hashem, I wish I could see the beauty in that person. That's all we have to do. I wish I could have a great relationship with whoever it might be. Bezchus, our ratzon, our beautiful desire to be close to the Jewish people, Hashem will help us. Hashem will help each and every one of us to be zocha, that Ritzon Yirei of Yasa, the Ritzon of us, Hashem will do. He will accomplish it. You know, it's funny in what we said yesterday, Shir, like doing. Sometimes just having the Ritzon is the greatest thing that we can do. Hashem should help us all and all the Jewish people. Thank you for listening. Have an amazing, amazing first morning, first afternoon, first evening of the rest of your life.